I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury.
I'm your Venus.
Jupiter and
Mars.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, astronomy under the summer sky. It's a perfect stargazing summer night. The telescope is out, blankets on the grass, and the great expanse of stars stretch above you in a wrap of speckled lights. They've been there all day. They're always there. But now, you see anew. From 2018, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Looking up at the galaxy, things focus into perspective. Your six-year-old curls up and shoots right into the big questions. But why, like, are there people on Earth? Do you think there's life somewhere out there? Those questions are always there. But coming from a fresh perspective, you consider them anew. From 1972, David Bowie. Our backyard astronomy leans on a few favorites. First, find Polaris, the North Star. Then the Big Dipper, so we can arc to Arcturus, and Spike to Spica, the brightest star in Virgo.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
From 1963, a 13-year-old Stevie Wonder. Evidence of humans finding shapes in the stars dates back to the ancient civilizations of Mesopotamia. Our modern understanding of star mapping and constellations emerged in Babylonia and was refined in Greece more than 2,000 years ago.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
From 1944, Papa Bing Crosby.
Or would you rather be a mule?
For centuries, constellations have been there as guides, dots connected to mythologize the history of the world or to navigate the dark seas.
No one can stop us now.
From 2002, Moby. The Milky Way contains more than 100 billion stars, each trillions of miles away from each other. You can draw lines everywhere, but where to start? It's our perspective, our stories, passed down through generations, that provide the shape.
Listen to all the translations of the stories across the sky. Drew our own constellations.
From 2005, Jack Johnson. The inverse image of the white-hot light of the stars on the black sky is the bright white background of the empty page and the black marks of keyboard strokes. Writing, like constellation finding, is a quest to make meaning. You have 26 letters, but unlimited potential. Instead of looking up, you look in. You write, revise, until you find your shape.
We are stardust. We are golden. And we got to get ourselves back to the garden.
Joni Mitchell from 1970.
Can I walk beside?
Maybe your blank page is a canvas, or a garden bed, or a dinner plate, or a wood shop. Whatever vision is kicking around your head, the dots don't connect by themselves. It's in you, but you have to find it. You have to draw the lines. A constellation of order amid the chaos. And when it works, it touches something familiar, something that was always there, but with a fresh perspective, allows others to see anew.
When there's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, what light?
From 2006, Wilco.
White light. Well, there's a light, white light.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.
White light, there's a light.